Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio in real time via ZipWhip landline texting at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We are going to talk about Life Walk this morning. It is going to occur in a couple of weeks, April 14th at Old Mill Park, and we have a bunch of people in this morning to talk about it. From Bethany Christian Services, we say good morning to Kristen Schley from Mary's Shelter. It's Kathleen Wilson and Elena Doyle, and Choices Women's Center. We have Chrissy Hinton here and Laura Echevarria. Good morning to all of you. Thank you for all getting up early this morning and coming in.
Good morning.
There's a lot of you here, and it's good. It really is good to talk about this. We'll get into the event. Chrissy, is this the first year this has happened?
This is the first year that all three of us have joined together for an event like this. Choices Women's Center has done a, you know, walk for life, walk/run the last few years, but we've never done it in this magnitude. So this is the kind of the inaugural event for the Life Walk with all three of us being together.
To have Mary's Shelter, Bethany, and Choices together, I guess,
right.
you three are kind of the big area pro-life groups.
Exactly. Yeah. We have the same, you know, life-affirming goals, and we're all, you know, the life-affirming ministries in the area. So we thought, you know, there's a couple others, and but we thought we'd get together and, you know, try to cultivate that life in Fredericksburg, and, you know, everybody can come out and support it. So
there is a website for this, lifewalkfxbg.com, mm-hmm. lifewalkfxbg.com, and it has all kinds of information on the event. Basically, what's going to happen on the 14th?
So you'll come in. Everybody can go to lifewalkfxbg.com to register. You can support a walker if you aren't able to be there on the 14th, or, you know, volunteer, any of those things. But when you come in, the sign-in after you register is going to be at 8:30. At Old Mill Park, and then we're going to start walking at 9. We go along the canal path, so it's beautiful. It's a gorgeous path with the trees and the river and everything, the Rappahannock there. Then we'll come back, and we'll have a bit of fun. We're going to have Chick-fil-A there, donating some food. We're going to have bounce houses, a couple of those. We're also having a diaper crawl after the walk.
Okay.
So that's our completely new. That is totally a first. We have the diaper crawl is basically you bring your baby. We're going to put them, you know, on a tarp. They're going to crawl in a race. We're going to see who wins, who the fastest baby is. And you can come join us as we cheer on Fredericksburg's fastest babies in the diaper crawl. So that is completely a first. We're going to see how that goes.
This sounds like, and especially with the three organizations together, this could be a pretty big day and a lot of people there at Old Mill Park.
Exactly. Yeah. So we're looking forward to a lot of people. You know, the biggest life walk we've seen in the area. We really wanted to start awareness. Each person as they register will get a t-shirt, so we're all gonna be matching, carrying the banner. So we're all gonna have a t-shirt and goodie bag and those kind of fun things, so we're all gonna kind of join together.
The walk itself, you said you get it on the path. Are you gonna do the loop all the way around, or are you shortening it up?
Nope, the whole loop.
Okay.
So I think it's about 3 miles.
Yeah,
but three and a half miles. But you can walk it, run it, whatever you want. We're encouraging people to bring their strollers, their whole family. It's a family event. So
now the like you say, the trail is a terrific trail.
And
that's
really
a nice loop and everything. In the past when you've done this, so Choices has done this for the last couple of years.
Right.
So on a smaller level.
Right, on a smaller level, not quite this magnitude.
Although I've seen pictures of it in the past. You've had good turnout the last few years.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. So, like, we're excited to have Mary Shelter and Bethany Christian Services to join us because, you know, as we get more people, they can also join the fun and the community. So we're excited to share it.
Kathleen, or Kristen, rather. Kristen Kristen Schley with Bethany Christian Services. I guess for you guys to get involved with this, it was kind of a no-brainer.
Oh, absolutely. It was, first of all, it was just an honor to be invited, to be included. We partner with both of these agencies in the area, with Choices and with Mary Shelter, on a pretty frequent basis. We're all like-minded in what we do and what we believe, but we all do very different things, very different facets of the services that we provide. And so When Elena actually was the one who reached out to me originally and invited me to come to a meeting so we could just talk about what this might look like to join together. And I think I was like getting on a plane to come home from somewhere and I was like, yes, I'll be there what time tomorrow morning. So, but yeah, we're so thrilled to be a part of it. It's been a great team to work together. We're really excited about coming together and showing everyone that Fredericksburg is a town that believes in life and is pro-life, and coming together and helping people to have awareness that these services are available to women and men in our community that are facing unplanned pregnancies. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people don't even actually know that we're here.
Yeah, and we're going to get into as the hour goes on and have each of you describe what you do, because like you said, everyone does different things, but you all come together. Kathleen Wilson from Mary's Shelter. Kathleen, I was telling you when you came in, I've wanted to have you in for a long time, because I remember a couple of years ago you were a speaker at the March for Life up in D.C. And I guess the same thing that Kristen just talked about, it was just, you know, the chance to get together was, something that shouldn't be missed.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we have worked also with Birthright, too, by the way, mm-hmm. often. They're here in mm-hmm. Fredericksburg as well. But Birthright and Choices, and Kristen and I have had a chance to work with, on a personal level, with many of our residents long term and see the outcome, you know, after what we do. So that's been really great. And when Elena came to us at Mary Shelter with this idea to get together, we were so excited because we're such good friends and we want to show Fredericksburg. I mean, we really want to show Fredericksburg that we are a life-affirming city here. You know, there's so much more than just little pockets. And like you said, so many people will say when they hear of Mary's Shelter, we've been here 12 years, and people will say, oh, we never heard of you. And we're busy doing what we do, and we're not so busy out there advertising, but, you know, we really want people to know we're here and help those that need the help.
No, I was watching it that day, and you were introduced being from Fredericksburg, Virginia, mm-hmm. and I immediately then Googled it and thought, you know, where have you been? So I had no idea.
Right.
Laura, how unusual is it? Because I just as you guys are all talking here, it's to have this many pro-life groups in a community the size of this area, is that unusual?
We are actually very fortunate having all of these resources in the Fredericksburg area. This is a very generous area. We've all discovered, you know, just the generosity, the people who are willing to support these services, the people who are willing to support young women and men in this community who find themselves facing an unplanned pregnancy. It's just a fantastic community, a fantastic place to be. And having all of these resources, Mary's Shelter is rather unusual. And having that resource here in the Fredericksburg area, the fact that Kristen is right down the road at Massaponics and we can call and refer someone to Bethany, those things, we really do have tremendous resources for this area, and it's not really that common, especially for an area this size. So we are benefiting from a lot of generous people.
LifeWalk, FXBG.com will give you all the information on the event, LifeWalk. It is April the 14th at Old Mill Park. We are talking with Laura Echevarria and Chrissy Hinton from Choices Women's Center from Mary's Shelter. It's Kathleen Wilson and Bethany Christian Services. Kathleen Schley is here. Elena Doyle here also. Again, LifeWalk, FXBG.com. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We will be right back.
Less of the same old talk. News Talk 1230 WFVA. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubert.
April 14th at Old Mill Park. It is a Life Walk. We are talking about it this morning with representatives from Bethany Christian Services, Choices Women's Center, and Mary's Shelter. Life Walk, FXBG.com, the website that has all the information. Let's find out about, we'll talk a little bit here about what each of you do and give people kind of a rundown, because as Kristen, we'll start off with you, since you mentioned that you all work together, but you all do different things. You're with Bethany Christian Services. Talk about what Bethany does in the area.
Well, Bethany has been around since 1944, actually, and we provide free options counseling to men and women that are facing unplanned pregnancies, among other things. But in the first place, if someone is experiencing an unplanned pregnancy, our goal is to just kind of have them slow down and take a deep breath and know that they do have options. They do have choices. I think in that situation, often a woman will feel like she has no choice or she has no other choice. And we try to help her see what all of them are. And if she chooses adoption, we are a Virginia licensed child placing agency. So we can walk her through that whole entire process, from deciding how much openness she'd like to have in her adoption to choosing the family, meeting the family, interviewing the family, and then we walk them through the whole entire process and are there for them for a good long time after placing a child, because that is an incredibly difficult thing to do, incredibly difficult decision, and our counseling is free to them for really as long as they need it after that takes place.
And I guess you run into situations where the girl goes back and forth, and you know, it's because, like you say, I mean, what a tough choice.
Absolutely. It is incredibly difficult, and it's very normal to go back and forth. And in the end, if she does choose parenting, then we celebrate that as well. And we help get her connected to other resources that can help her in that path and help her to make a good, solid, healthy parenting plan. I truly believe in, you can get me talking about this, I think birth parents are the bravest, most amazing people on the planet. They are loving. They are selfless. Adoption is not a selfish choice. It is a very, very courageous, loving, giving choice. And 100% of the women that I work with, and men, do not make this choice because they want to. They make it because they love their child and they want what's best for their child. And it is a beautiful but a very difficult thing.
Well, and what a tough, because you're dealing with that end of the toughness there, but you're also dealing with, and you've got whoever the family is that you're dealing with that may or may not get the child. So and they're excited and anxious, and boy, you're dealing with a lot of emotions.
Absolutely, there is grief on both sides of adoption for sure. There's also a lot of life to be celebrated. But the families that we have at Bethany Christian Services are amazing. We've home studied them, and they've gone through some pretty rigorous interview processing. But they are loving. They not only are hoping to provide a loving home for a child, but they really do truly love our birth parents too, and open their hearts to the birth parents that we work with and walking through this with them and going forward in a relationship with them for the life of the child.
I know with some state agencies, they'll require the family that has adopted to each year file reports and things like that, or just have something on file that if the birth mother wants to, you know, see the progress, they can do that. Does Bethany do that?
Well, we strongly encourage and believe in open adoption right from the beginning. But certainly if the adoption is closed, and by that I mean if it's closed, then it's confidential and the birth parents don't have ongoing contact with the adoptive family. But generally they're open from the beginning. If the birth parent requests for it to be closed, what we do is we still ask the adoptive family to send us updates and pictures every single year. We keep those on file. And that way, if the birth parent ever comes back to us, maybe 5 years, 10 years, 18 years down the road, and says, oh, I wish I had gotten pictures, I can say, look, I have these right here for you. Here they are.
Yeah. Where are you guys located?
We're in the South Point Office Park, right near the DMV and Marquee Movie Theater. My territory really is all the way up to Northern Virginia and over to Winchester. So often my clients that I'm working with may not have a car. They may not be able to come meet me at my office. So I will go to them. I'll go to their home, or I'll get an Uber for them to meet me somewhere, whatever works. We want to be there for them at the time that they need us.
And I guess you're hearing from, when you start off with this, you either hear from and depending on the age, whether it's the parents of the girl or the girl themselves. And well, that's got to be a tough call for when whoever's making it.
I'm sure it is. But we would really like it to not feel quite so scary, though, because we're really here just as a resource for them. I mean, if they pick up the phone and call us, and by the way, we have an 800 number and it's 24/7. So counselors are available to talk at any time if someone feels that they need to call. But we want them to know we're just here to provide information. We're not here to make them, force them into a decision. We're not here to judge them, certainly not, for where they are in their life. And we just want to be a help. We want to be a listening ear, maybe a shoulder to cry on, certainly an information source to answer those questions that they have, just to know kind of where they stand and what their options truly are in the situation.
You mentioned the 800 number. What's that?
It's 1-800-BETHANY.
Okay, yeah. Easy enough. And I guess if anybody wants information, Bethany's got a website, obviously.
Yes, absolutely, bethany.org. So 1-800-BETHANY or bethany.org.
Kristen Schley with Bethany Christian Services over in the Massaponics area. And before we get out of here today, I'll have each of you again give numbers and websites and all of that. Kathleen Wilson with Mary's Shelter, also Elena Doyle with Mary's Shelter. What? Talk about what Mary's Shelter is all about.
So we are transitional homes for women who find themselves homeless during pregnancy. We've been open for 12 years here in Fredericksburg. So it is funny when people say they haven't heard of us. We are quiet. So that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. That means we're not causing a stir in the community. But women can come to us with as many. We're different than a few of the other maternity homes in the country, actually many. We're a little bit bigger. We have 16 rooms for women, which is quite large for maternity homes. And women can bring with them as many children as they have. A lot of maternity homes have restrictions. They can't have other children, or they can have one who's under the age of 3. So we're really open to women who really, really don't, in many cases, have other places to go. And the idea is that a woman comes to us and she gets to have a nice, safe place of her own to have her child. But in order to stay with us, we want to see these women move on to independent living. We don't want to see them go from Mary's Shelter to another shelter. Mm-hmm. That's absolutely not the goal. So while with us, we use all the resources that we have in this community. And I could probably go on for hours about the resources in this community. It's amazing. And they go to school or get an education, get a job. Some of them have education when they come, some don't even have a GED. So that would be our first goal, is to get the GED, which, by the way, we've had 100% success rate with every woman who comes and needs her GED.
Wow,
they've all passed, yes, and they've anybody who's come in without it that's gone on to get it has passed. And so that's a great start for a person. That's something they don't even know they can do. And from there, we just take each woman where she's at. You know, they're not all the same. It's not cookie cutter. And we just try to work with them. One of our greatest joys is that so many of the women that leave our homes are still with us. They still come back for Easter, for Christmas, or for resources, or they just call and they check in. Some want to come back and volunteer. Some come back and be speakers. They're all out here in this community, too. They live here now. You know, they're out there. They're in houses and apartments right here, shopping in the same stores, and they're productive members of the society. So we're really proud of what we do.
So Mary's Shelter is, because I know Bethany's a national organization. Mm-hmm. Mary's Shelter, it's you're here.
We're here. There are other Mary's Shelters, but we are not licensed together. We're each private. We like to say we're under the same umbrella, but we run completely independently.
So did you start the Mary's Shelter here?
Yes, 12 years ago.
What is there a story you can tell about that?
Yeah, there's a little story. I'll try to keep it short. I had the privilege. My husband is a federal agent, and I had the privilege of living in Thailand for 6 years. Mm-hmm. And while we were there, and this is probably why I'm so close with the other agencies too in my heart, is because we went over with 5 children. And while we were there, we came home with 5 more. So through adoptions while we were there. And it's a little bit easier there. They basically just wind up on your doorstep. But when I came back, I was able to be involved with a lot of different ministries there. And when I came back, even though I had these 10 kids at the time, I felt that I knew I could do more because I had, you know. And I was in a church one day, and I just felt like this was a calling, spoke to a few people. We prayed about it, started off very small. There were 3 of us that started this. And honestly, I have to say, without my family in the beginning, this never would have happened. My kids were the ones that were picking up women and staying with them in hospitals. Yeah. And I was cutting umbilical cords. And, you know, when we just kept with it, and eventually great people came on board. The community started hearing about us. We grew. But we started out in one bedroom apartment.
Wow, what a great story.
Thank you.
If someone wants to get in touch with you, or what's the best way to find out more about what Mary Shelter has?
Well, they can go to our website, which I always tell people, because I can never remember telephone numbers or websites, so I'll have Elena say, but I always tell people just go to Mary Shelter Fredericksburg and it will bring you right to our website. Mm-hmm. But if you want to yell in the website, Elena, because that's not my forte.
It's MaryShelterVA.org.
Right. Very simple, but I forget. And our office number, they can always call at any time too, and that's 540-374-3407.
What great stories, and on both fronts of what you're doing.
And we've had the honor of working together with many women who we're still in contact with, but we've gone the route where women have followed through with the adoption and where women haven't followed through with the adoption. And the same with choices. We've had many women in our homes that have come through from choices. And I always say the people in that end, in the Pregnancy Resource Center, they're always my heroes, because that's the toughest part, I think, in the beginning, is to deal with somebody who, at least by the time they come to us, they've made a choice. And that makes life a little bit easier for us.
Kathleen Wilson with Mary's Shelter. We need to take a break. And when we come back, Chrissy, we're going to talk to you and Laura about Choices Women's Center. This is really great stuff. The reason that Bethany Christian Services, Mary Shelter, and Choices Women's Center in this morning, because Life Walk is taking place on the 14th at Old Mill Park. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is 8:30.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schuh.
We're talking Life Walk this morning. It's April 14th at Old Mill Park, lifewalkfxbg.com, the website that has all the information. Representatives from Bethany Christian Services, Choices Women's Center, and Mary's Shelter here this morning talking about it. We've talked about Bethany and Mary's Shelter and what they do. Chrissy Hinton and Laura Echevarria from Choices Women's Center is here, here this morning, and talk about what you guys do.
Well, the Choices Women's Center, we are a pregnancy resource center, and there are right now almost 3,000 resource centers throughout the United States that work with women who are facing an unplanned pregnancy. And what we do is when they come in to our particular center, they can come in, they get a free pregnancy test, and they'll talk to a consultant who talks to them about where they are, what's going on in their life, that sort of thing. And while they're waiting for that pregnancy test to come back, positive or negative, they'll find out about how far along they think they may be in the pregnancy. And if they're at least 6 weeks, then we can do an ultrasound. And so we're able to do all of those things for free. So when they come in, they're able to get that ultrasound. They're able to find out if they're actually pregnant. We can detect, our nurses will detect whether or not they're experiencing ectopic pregnancy. We don't see those very often, but that has happened, and we've had to send them immediately over to the hospital. So we're able to determine exactly what's going on with them physically, but also we get to sit down and find out what's happening to them emotionally. Because like Kristen said, they come in and they are an absolute whirlwind of worry and concern and fear, and they don't know what they're going to do. And so we sit down with them and we get to talk to them and find out exactly what they're experiencing, what they're most afraid of. And then one of the things that's really neat for us is for the parents, the young people who decide that they want to parent, we offer parenting classes. We do something that we refer to as Earn While You Learn. While they're taking the parenting classes, for every hour that they spend in a parenting class, they earn baby bucks or center bucks. And then we have a local, one of the area churches that's they host a baby boutique. And so a young woman can go and purchase clothing for her baby. She can get a stroller, car seat, all sorts of things that the baby boutique has on hand. And it's literally pennies on a dollar type of thing, where a stroller might cost $5, but it's brand new and someone donated it. Hmm. So it's a very good incentive program.
No, those are the kind of things. I mean, that sometimes are deal changers, of where, yes, all of a sudden you start seeing where some of these things can can fall into place and be taken care of, and it may change your thinking. You were formerly Fredericksburg Pregnancy Center.
Yes, it was formerly Fredericksburg Pregnancy Center.
That was for a long time.
It was for quite a little while, and we went through the name change process. We were finding that there are strange things that, first of all, when you're dealing with someone who's facing an unplanned pregnancy, they don't want to go somewhere where the word pregnancy is in the name. They don't want to be pregnant. So that was part of it. Other things, we would get calls sometimes, every once in a while, someone would think that we were a fertility center or something like that. Mm-hmm. So we realized we really needed to look at what our clients wanted. And so we did surveys. We went up to, surveyed students. We surveyed young people in the age range of our clients. We did exit surveys with our clients. And our clients even picked the colors for the new logo. So we did a lot of work trying to change the name and find something that would work with our clients so that when they come in wanting to be unpregnant and we're talking to them about this, they're not walking through the doors of a building that has pregnancy in the name of it.
Yeah. Where is Choices Women's Center located?
We are very conveniently located on Stafford Avenue right next to the Fred Station. We're behind the restaurant Umi's, and so if you kind of loop around the Fred Station and go down Stafford Avenue, we're right there where this little brick building, it looks like someone's house. Very nice house, building / office, whatever it was. I'm not sure what it was, but it's wonderful for us, and it's a wonderful space, and it looks like someone's home.
So is there somebody in this room that came up with this idea that the three of you should have done this, and so you're kind of sitting back and thinking, this is all happening today, and we're talking about us all together because of me?
No, not because of me. No, God is good. God is good. We really were, like we've spoken about it, we worked together. So we were kind of brainstorming and thinking about a way that we could promote what each of us does in the community. And like we've said on this program already, Fredericksburg is a very pro-life area. We are very generous, and we wanted to come out and see each other. And so a walk is a wonderful way to do that, and build awareness about what all the beautiful things that we do here.
Well, and I think this will be a good visual. I mean, I think it's been in the past, but especially with all of you involved now, to have a big group walking that day and involved in the events at Old Mill Park, that kind of thing does matter.
It really does.
Yeah, a sea of T-shirts all in one color.
Yeah.
Crossing the street. So, yes, we're looking forward to it.
So talk about what the day is going to be like. Because, Chrissy, you kind of talked about some of the different things. But, I mean, I know you, besides just some of the nuts and bolts of what's going to happen here, and here, you got a lot of things going on and a lot of things you were telling me about, just some of the different prizes people can get.
Oh, yeah. We were just talking about prizes yesterday. And Kristen actually secured 2 Hamilton tickets. So if we can all cheer for Kristen over here, it was really good.
Kristen,
we all want them too.
How in the world did you do that?
Well,
you could write a book on this.
Just like everybody else did it, you know? I just waited in line for a really long time.
But so she did the work for you. But so we're going to get the tickets, and all you have to do is register at that LifeWalk FXBG, and then promote the walk. Get your friends and family involved. Have them sponsor your walk. So, we have plenty of ideas of how to give these tickets out. We also have, passes to the water park at the Y and, gift card for personal training. And I think a 6-month pass to the YMCA as well. There's a new breakout room place in Old Town.
Escape room.
Mm-hmm. That's what it's called.
If you can escape, then you can break out.
If you can escape. Right. But so they're giving a certificate, for up to 8 people. So we have a lot of prizes going on. We're about to announce those in the next few days. So you know specifically how you can get your hands on those tickets and get your hands on those prizes. So after you register, just be looking out. We might send you an email. It is $10 to register, just to cover costs for the walk and everything. And then we'll give you a fundraising page. It'll pop right up. You can share it with everybody if you want to. And that is completely up to you. So we're just excited to have people out there. We just want you to come. We just want to have fun. We want to, get together and walk into the community. We're all standing together, walking together, I guess.
Well, this is a fun event. This is more than just coming and walking and pushing your strollers if you've got them.
Mm-hmm. We're thinking there's going to be some sunshine. You know, like yesterday was about 80 degrees or something. We're thinking, you know, it's going to be beautiful. I'm sure God's going to give us gorgeous weather. We're going to be out there walking and, you know, like I said, we have the Rappahannock there, beautiful trees. But it's also going to be fun. Like, we have stuff for the kids. We have stuff even for babies, like I mentioned, with the diaper crawl. And, we have face painting with gorgeous face painting. We've had this woman do our face painting for us in the past, and she's done just amazing things. So I'm actually looking forward to that a lot. I try to get mine done if there's space, but I'm sure this time there won't be.
Well, it's fun. I mean, this is a good family event. I mean, this is the kind of thing you come as a family, and you walk away with a lot of memories, and yet you have a good time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's a great, like, you know, if you're coming and you're just spending $10 to walk, you're supporting a great cause and these three organizations and ministries in the community. You're showing your support for life. I mean, what better thing to show support for? And you're all having a blast. So, I mean, it's a win-win-win-win-win, I'd say.
And you've got a number, I know, of a couple of big sponsors,
right?
People that are involved
right.
with this.
So it's the MacDoc Property Management Life Walk. So, and then it's presented by Simventions. So those are our big sponsors, and they do, they're very generous to each one of our ministries and just presenting life and cultivating a culture of life in the community of Fredericksburg. They've been very generous, and they're again generous with this walk. We came to them and asked, what would you think? Did you want to support the walk? And they said, yes, you know, put us right there. It was actually very quick. We were, you know, telling each other, hey, we have MacDoc Property Management as our, you know, presenting sponsor and, or as our title sponsor, right? And then Simventions is presenting. That happened very quickly because they're just so supportive of what each of our ministries do and believe in the women and helping, empowering women in the Fredericksburg community.
Well, and I would think that, Chrissy, you and Laura have to be excited about this just because you've done it before, but boy, this year, it's on a whole different level now.
And we're hoping that we end up, you know, in the past we've seen about 175 walkers show up, which is pretty good for, you know, one organization.
Yeah.
So we're really hoping that people come out. This is a very family-friendly event, and we want to emphasize that. We're going to have so many activities for the kids. And so we want people to understand it is very family-friendly. And we want them to come out and just show their support. It's not a super long walk. You know, you can get it done in about 45 minutes, come back. There'll be food from Chick-fil-A. There's going to be the bounce house and the face painting. We'll have the diaper crawl, which is being sponsored by WPER. And we're going to, basically, it's going to be like watching, it's going to be like a turtle crawl because all the babies, I'm sure some of them are just going to sit. But we want to see which is the fastest baby in town. And so we're going to have all of these events. More than anything, we want to see that sea of T-shirts all in the same color, walking around the Heritage Trail, showing the community that this is a pro-life community. This is a community that values life, and we want to show women and men in our community who may be hurting, may be facing an unplanned pregnancy, that there is hope. And there are choices available to them, and there are options.
And Kristen Schley with Bethany Christian Services, and also Kathleen Wilson with Mary's Shelter, this is the kind of thing, just to come and get information about what would all of you do. And you may be thinking, at this time in my life, this doesn't apply to me. But someday there may be somebody at work, there may be a neighbor, there might be somebody in your church or in your Sunday school class. To know about what all you do, you're able then to pass that on.
Absolutely. I also think, I mean, the pro-life movement has been accused of being pro-birth. Mm-hmm. And you've probably heard that. They're saying, oh, you only just care if the baby's born. You don't care if the baby has a good life or is educated or clothed or, you know, or you don't care about the mother. And I think that that's one of the things that I do love about all three of our organizations is we care very much about the whole picture, not just that the baby's born, but that the mother and father are taken care of, an extended family, and that the baby has a good life, a stable life, a solid life, not a place where the baby would be in danger. And I think that if that argument ever came up, anybody who's listening right now might be able to say, you know, it's not just that they're pro-birth. They're actually pro-whole life and pro-family. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Kathleen, you shared a beautiful story about praying at an abortion facility up in Manassas, I believe, years ago, and a mother saying she was coming in to have an abortion. And the mother said, "This is great that you're here. What are you going to do? I have no place to live. Mm-hmm. Pray for me, but what am I going to do?" And that was also one of the reasons Mary's Shelter came to be, because they said, "You're right. We're here. We're praying. And we don't have an answer for them. So let's get together and find a solution." Mm-hmm. And so now Mary's Shelter exists because of these brave families that came together to create Mary's Shelter, an apartment, a solution. And not just a solution, a place to live, but a place where you can get an education and attend parenting classes and be supported and change your life and change that life of your, you know, your family, your baby.
Mm-hmm. Elena Doyle and Kathleen Wilson here from Mary's Shelter, Christy Hinton and Laura Echevarria from Choices Women's Center, and Kristen Schley from Bethany Christian Services. Life Walk is April 14th at Old Mill Park. Life Walk, FXBG.com. We will wrap this up when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Life Walk is our focus this morning. It is coming up April 14th at Old Mill Park in Fredericksburg. We are talking here this morning with representatives from Bethany Christian Services, Mary's Shelter, and Choices Women's Center. And Life Walk, FXBG.com is the website where you can find out all about this. As far as registering and doing all that kind of thing, Chrissy, you have event coordinator on your on your badge, so I'm assuming you can talk about that.
I do. Yeah, I'm the events coordinator over at Choices Women's Center, but we're all working together for this walk, I can tell you that much. We've all worked together. So yeah, you can go to lifewalkfxbg.com, like you said, Ted, and you can register there. We totally encourage you to register. We want to see a ton of people out there. A lot of, you know, churches and organizations, companies are having fun, you know, forming teams and, you know, walking together. We actually have prizes for teams. You can register as a family. We have prizes for families and individuals. So, you know, wherever you find yourself, if you're going to bring your whole family, register as a family and, you know, work towards that goal to get, you know, get those prizes for the family. And you can do teams. You know, if you are a teacher of a class, your class could do a team. So schools, churches, come on out, youth groups. Really, this could go as far as you want it to. If you know people, you can be a team. you know, grab your friends, anything. So you can go ahead and register on lifewalkfxbg.com. You can also, if there's no way you can be there, and only, you know, if you can't be there, or if you just want to support extra, you can, you know, support a walker. That button's on there also, or volunteer for the walk. And maybe you're hearing this and you're believing in these ministries and these organizations of Fredericksburg, and you want to promote life in the community. Just go on the website. There's going to be some way you can support, either coming, so, you know, sponsoring a walker and fundraising that way, or, you know, volunteering. So just come on out. You can do teams.
And as you said that, I was thinking that there may be businesses who think, this is something I want to get behind.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's a good team building thing. You know, I've talked to many businesses. I bring the poster, the flyer into businesses in Old Town and all this. Mm-hmm. And I tell them, hey, people are doing teams, and this is a fun, you know, team building activity. So I think that, you know, some of our, you know, MacDocs, inventions, I think they might be forming teams. And it's a great way to bring your employees together.
And just like you said, Ted, there are also, if there's a company out there that wants to get behind these causes that we feel so strongly about, they could also be corporate sponsors. We still have some corporate sponsorships available for companies and businesses that want to support us and also get their name out there, because their logo would go on the back of the T-shirt. They could put a promo item in the little runner's bags. Mm-hmm. They could be there with us that day. They could walk as a team, their staff, and kind of get their name out there that way too.
If you are that interested sponsor, you could just go on the website, and there's a link there to the sponsorship information. Mm-hmm. Once again, lifewalkfxbg.com. Thank you.
Has all the information. Kathleen Wilson from Mary's Shelter. We'll go around and have you guys, as we wrap up here, just talk again a little bit about yourself and how people can get in touch with you and what's going on at Mary's Shelter.
So Mary's Shelter is located at 1601 Princess Anne Street. That's our address. We're right across the street from Hardee's, so people kind of find us easily there. We're in the old MacDoc building because they're so generous with us. And they can go on our website, Mary's Shelter Fredericksburg, or Mary's Shelter VA.org, or they can call our office. We're really open to people just chatting with us. So 374-3407, and that's a 540.
Kristen Schley is with Bethany Christian Services, and you're in the Massaponics area. And how can people get in touch with you, Kristen?
They can call 24/7. We have a hotline that is 1-800-BETHANY, and we are located in the Massaponics area, but we also cover really all of Virginia. So anyone who might need our services or just needs someone to talk to find out what their options are when they're facing an unplanned pregnancy can call us 1-800-BETHANY, or they can go online and chat online with a counselor at www.bethany.org.
And Chrissy Hinn and Laura Echevarria with Choices Women's Center. How do we get in touch with you, and what do you do?
Well, we have someone will answer the phone 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Okay.
And that phone number is 540-370-1800. And then we have two websites. For people interested in supporting the organization, they can go to FredericksburgPregnancyCenter.org. That will actually redirect to our new website, which is CWCVA.org. And then for anyone interested in our services and what we're able to offer, if someone who's facing an unplanned pregnancy, they can just go to FredericksburgChoices.com, and it will take them to the site that tells them about our services. There's also a virtual tour on both websites for people who are interested in what the building looks like.
Well, thank you all for what you do. This is a great thing, and looking forward to next year talking about this when you get ready, and what a big success it was, and how much bigger. What a great event. Life Walk is April the 14th, Old Mill Park, lifewalkfxbg.com, Bethany Christian Services, Mary's Shelter, and Choices Women's Center. Thanks so much, and good
Thank
luck on the 14th.
Thank you so much. Thanks, Ted.
That's it for Town Talk. See you Monday.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.